عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا۔ آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا۔ مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہیں شہرتیں آپ کی۔ مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہیں شہرتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہیں عزتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہیں عزتیں آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے احترام آپ کا۔ عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا۔ آپ ہیں زینت بزم کونو مکان، آپ ہیں رونق محفل کن فکان، آپ ہیں زینت بزم کونو مکان، آپ ہیں رونق محفل کن فکان۔ فرش سے عرش تک، شرق سے غرب تک، فرش سے عرش تک، شرق سے غرب تک، نور پھیلا ہوا ہے تمام آپ کا، نور پھیلا ہوا ہے تمام آپ کا۔ ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا۔ عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا۔ آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، اس زمین میں نہیں، آسمان میں نہیں، آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، اس زمین میں نہیں، آسمان میں نہیں۔ حسن صورت عجب، حسن سیرت عجب، حسن صورت عجب، حسن سیرت عجب، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا۔
WLT 774GP Golf، WLT 774GP Golf۔
عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا۔ ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں، آپ کا تذکرہ بعد ذکر خدا، ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں آپ کا تذکرہ بعد ذکر خدا. ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا, ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا, ایک ہے اللہ کا نام ایک ہے نام آپ کا, ایک ہے اللہ کا نام ایک ہے نام آپ کا, عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا. روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ, حاضری کا شرف ہے مجھے مل چکا, روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ, حاضری کا شرف ہے مجھے مل چکا, بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے, بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے, جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا, جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا. کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو, کیوں میں مانوں کسی اور دستور کو, کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو, کیوں میں مانوں کسی اور دستور کو, سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی, سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی, سب نظاموں سے افضل نظام آپ کا, سب نظاموں سے افضل نظام آپ کا. گرچہ سلمان ہے عاصی و پر خطا, شب مگر ایک عجب معجزہ ہو گیا, گرچہ سلمان ہے عاصی و پر خطا, شب مگر ایک عجب معجزہ ہو گیا, خواب میں روح انور نظر آ گیا, خواب میں روح انور نظر آ گیا, سو گیا لیتے لیتے جو نام آپ کا, سو گیا لیتے لیتے جو نام آپ کا, عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا, آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں, وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ, الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ, ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ, ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again majlis of zikr. Repeatedly I have mentioned, and I will go on repeating inshallah, that this majlis of zikr is not for increase of information or increase of knowledge. For increase of knowledge and increase in the information of deen, there are lots of other majalis, lots of other programs which are essential, they must be held, and we must listen and we must make amal. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, they are faraiz. We have to learn how to perform, how to keep the fast, how to make the hajj. When it comes to our dealings, our transactions, we have to learn what is halal, what is haram, what is riba or interest, and what is not. When a person is opening his business and is conducting his business, then he must know the masail of trade. When it comes to wills, when it comes to inheritance laws, when it comes to many, many other masail, then it is the duty of every Muslim that whichever one is applicable to him, then he must learn those masail. Now for that there are different programs, or the person must make it his duty to purchase a kitab and find some time and go to the ulama and learn a chapter at a time, or read a few pages on his own, and whatever he does not understand, then query, find out. We find time for everything else. The only thing we have no time for is deen and the kitabs of deen. For that we say it must be a formal majlis, then we will listen. Formal reading of a kitab, then we will sit. There's no question of formality there. It must become like the ghiza and the food of the person, that how without breakfast we do not function. We must have again lunch too, and we must have again supper too, whether the stomach is full or empty, but we must have. Every person who has got all the time in the world and is relaxed and is a couch potato, so then besides the breakfast, lunch and supper, he requires so much of other nourishment too. One alim came to South Africa, one Buzrug alim. He was, I don't know whether he passed away now, but very pious alim in the 70s. So he came, he was invited somewhere, so he had. After that they said there's tea somewhere. When he went there again, he saw so many things there. Then when he was traveling in the car, then somebody opened one packet and said, Hazrat, have some of this also. Then after a little while, then somebody put his hand in his pocket and took out one toffee. So he said, "Aap South Africa wale ajeeb hai. Ghar mein khana, dukaan par khana, makaan mein khana, gaadi mein khana, yahan tak ke jeb mein haath daale to usme se bhi khana." One Hakim sahab in Stanger, when Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi came, so one very highly qualified Hakim was also with him, Hakim Ajmeri sahab. So he gave one prescription to one of those people. So that person asked, he said, "When must I take this? Before meal or after meal?" He said, "In India, if they ask that, then we have to tell them, take it, don't take it on an empty stomach, take it after meal or whatever it is. But in South Africa," he said, "we have to tell them, take it anytime, before meal, after meal, because all the time there's something in your stomach." So just as we cannot do without nourishment of our bodies, we are restless if we do not get food, we do not get ghiza. In the same way, you must express restlessness if the person's knowledge hasn't increased for the day. If the person hasn't learned one new masla for the day. If he hasn't increased one new piece of information with regards to Islamic history or masail, or with regards to tafsir, or with regards to hadith sharif. If he hasn't increased any knowledge of his for the day, then he must think that he has gone without breakfast or lunch or supper. If he hasn't made any zikrullah for the day, then he must feel restless. How can a person be comfortable without making zikrullah, without making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, without reading some kitab of deen, without doing some khidmat of deen. Persons must be restless. It must become our spiritual sustenance. Our day mustn't pass without it. It's not that we don't have the time. Everybody says we don't have the time. We have the time for everything. We have the time for gossip. We have the time for eating, drinking. In the toilet we spend so much of time. So we can find time if we are really interested. So this majlis is of zikr. And I call it the majlis of tawbah. Because I truly believe that if we make sincere tawbah from our sins, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will raise us to the stage of the muttaqeen, as is mentioned in the hadith sharif. But it must be sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah, we have explained 120 times, that the person gives up the sins of the past. There is no question of continually going on and on with those sins also and say, I'm making tawbah also. That means the person is unconcerned. He takes it to be a kind of a habit that makes a little bit of tawbah, but no intention of giving up that sin. Many times I have mentioned that so many of our young brothers and young friends, boys and girls, and even now adults, and it has gone even further, old people also. It is shocking, but that is true. That they have the addresses of all those illicit beloveds on the telephones and in the diaries, or they have all other kind of mix-it, fix-it kind of things, and then they're making tawbah also. But they have no interest in doing away with all those sins. So then that is not tawbah. That kind of tawbah and istighfar needs another tawbah and istighfar. Another istighfar and tawbah is required from that istighfar. Because we are making a mockery. But if the person has a sincere intention, I don't wish to return to that sin again. Then again he slipped and fell and went back to the sin. Will they make tawbah again? How many times you must have heard now in my majlis. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that very beautiful poet. Unse kushti to hai umr bhar ki, kabhi to dabale, kabhi wo dabale. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. This wrestling match will go on between one's soul and the nafs. Sometimes we will succeed in suppressing the nafs, and sometimes the nafs is going to suppress us. But even if you fail 100 times, then don't give up. This cord which has snapped of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do not ever feel satisfied. Do not give up and say that, well, it's okay now, what can we do? The rishta of muhabbat has been snapped. Does anybody feel comfortable if the rishta of muhabbat with his illicit beloved gets snapped? The person gets restless all night, he gets no sleep. And in different ways he tries to please that beloved. And yet that beloved cannot really do anything for this person. Our beloved Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when this rishta of muhabbat snaps, then how can we be comfortable? Without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, can anybody live and survive?
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے.
So can we ever live with the support, without the support of Allah تبارک و تعالی؟ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. So therefore if the person has accidentally then again committed the sin, make tawbah. But he must have no intention of returning to that sin when he's making the tawbah. The rights of people, if it has been trampled, monies are owing to people or whatever other violation of rights of others, then ask them for maaf. Rather humble ourselves in this world. Ask for maaf, ask for extension of time, do something. Don't leave it for the hereafter. In the hereafter we will not be able to bear the comments. So this majlis, I say, is the majlis of zikr. For that little while, we try to listen to some Naat Sharif, some Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, or some Zikrullah, and try and remove that rust that settles on our hearts. Just as iron catches rust, and the removal of that rust, they say use different kinds of things like that for the hearts, now that rust. How are we going to remove that rust? Because of that rust, we can't seem to get anywhere. The rust of sins, that how are we going to remove that? It can only be removed with sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Returning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Putting our heads in sajda and crying. In the nafil namazes in the sajda, the person cries. All of the shawafi have said that even if in the sajda, the person can just make sajda and cry. But we will say, make two rakat nafil namaz, go in the sajda and cry. Or raise your hands and cry. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who listens to the faryad and to the crying and to the tearing. He watches the tearing of any person, any time. Day or night, there's no question of darkness, there's no question of any kind of fees that are attached. To just to meet one ordinary secretary of some department, it takes such a long time. And if a person is able to meet the president of the country or the deputy president or the king or the ruler, then that person is in the heavens. The person thinks that what an opportunity I was granted, this interview, or I met the president. And yet after a little while, those very people who were being praised and given great welcome and garlanded, then after a little while, after some time, those same people, they throw stones at them, or potatoes and onions at them, tomatoes at them, and they put garlands of, instead of flowers, they garland them with old shoes, or they throw old shoes at them. Is that izzat and respect? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just for the taking of his name, if he had to say that first you must spend so much of money, then too he couldn't have done that. But look at how simple he made it. No alqab, no adab, nothing. Simple Allah. The others, you have put so much of title there. And my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says all the deities of every other religion, there is no ah of the servant in it. It is only the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that it is a Muslim or a mu'min, that when he takes the name Allah, that ah, when do we say ah? When we are in deep pain, when the person is suffering, when the person has got some problem, some difficulty, then we make ah. When they're poking their needle for the injection, ah. So when a person is in pain, he makes ah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his name, he joined the ah of the servant. Anytime call upon me, I'm prepared to listen to you. So Allah Ta'ala is very, very loving, very compassionate, very merciful, very forgiving. Oh my young friends, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants to welcome us. Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors open. There's no such thing as total rejection unless we ourselves do not want to take advantage of the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gives to us to return to him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how much opportunities it gives to us. If we don't want to take advantage of it, who do we blame? Allah ta'ala, after one mistake, two mistakes, five mistakes, he should have said, finish now, don't ever come back to my door. Say if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had a system like that all those who made tawbah once and broke it, second time broke it, third time broke it, then doesn't come to the masjid at all. Even if you want to come, the angels pull you back. Everybody can see that this person half a dozen times broke his tawbah. What would have happened? Allah Ta'ala left his door open anytime. So normally we have after the, if there is no water for wuzu, in the absence of water for wuzu, then we make tayammum. But tonight, after having made wuzu, we'll make tayammum. And if it went above your heads, then what it means is that we had, mashallah, our Mawlana Mustafa Kamil, who had a very beautiful Naat Sharif in his melodious voice. So that was already wuzu made. So now we'll do tayammum also. The reverse direction.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر جن کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آواز کر
کتاب پٹ یور پلی بیفور اللہ تبارک و تعالی بیگ اللہ تبارک و تعالی ایکسپریس ہیلپ لیسنس بیفور اللہ تعالی Say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how we speak to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is listening, oh my Allah, I'm extremely weak. I have tried everything, but I seem to be failing. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against me. They are dragging me. Ya Allah, I want to get out of their clutches. I'm ashamed of the sins that I'm committing in my life, and which I've already committed. I do not wish to leave this world in a state of sin and in a state that you are displeased with me and angry with me. My beloved Allah, I want a life of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. A life in which my heart is lit up with your muhabbat and with your love. And with such ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever I do, I am fully conscious that, oh Allah, you are watching. And that I must not do anything that is displeasing to you. Speak to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. What is nafs and shaitan in front of you? Your power and your might. What is nafs and shaitan in front of you? Give me the strength, my beloved Allah. With your power of jazb and pull us towards you. Look at the lifts that we have now, 150 floors, 200 floors. And now the lift just carries hundreds of people and goes up with speed. Ya Allah, if you give man that kind of technology to pull so many people in the lifts right up to 150 floors, what is it difficult for you, my Allah, to pull sinful ones like us towards you? Bas irada kar lijiye mere Allah, aur hame apna bana lijiye. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر گیٹ اپ لیٹ پارٹ آف دا نائٹ ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز وی گیٹ اپ اف اسپیشلی ا پرسن ہیز گاٹ شوگر ڈائبٹیز ہاف ا ڈزن ٹائمز وی گیٹ اپ اینڈ گو ٹو دا ٹوائلٹ نیک ہمت نیک وضو نیک چھ رکعت نماز فور رکعت نماز نیک فور رکعت نماز ٹیک اللہ تبارک دا سکون ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم انریل All the other barriers have been removed, all other obstacles over. Now it's just ourselves and Allah Ta'ala. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آواز کر These tears of repentance are so beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had a container
night of Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what is in this container? He said, the tears of your ummah. So what is the effect of those tears? So the effect is, if it has to be put into Jahannam, it will extinguish the fire of Jahannam. So if that is what it will do to the fire of Jahannam, will it not extinguish that fire of sins that is burning in our hearts? That restlessness that we have got in our hearts. How many times I've told you that the baby does not know any other language except crying. The baby cries, the mother gives attention. So whether that baby has stomachache or headache, or the toe is paining, or the baby is hungry or thirsty, whatever it is, there's only one language the baby knows, and that is cry. And the mother runs and gives attention. So much so that sometimes, just for attention, the baby cries. There's no pain at all, but the baby wants attention, so therefore is tearing also. So these tears, they bring the attention of the mother, attracts the mother from wherever she is. My baby is crying, my baby is crying. When the bandas of Allah Ta'ala cry before Him, my Allah says, my bandas are crying. Who put the love into the hearts of those mothers? So there is no other way but to express before Allah Ta'ala our helplessness, our weakness, and ask Him to change the condition of our lives. Our lives will not become boring if we have to change and start obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They'll become very, very pleasing. A very happy life we will get. We will get hayat-e tayyiba, pur lutf zindagi. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us enjoyment then in everything. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakah. Otherwise we'll have everything, but we'll have nothing but restlessness. Apne malik se uth kar ke par yaad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shaad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashaad kar. What would we think of a person who goes out of his way to please his dushman, his enemy, to feed his enemy, the one who is making jihad against? But the person says, no, these enemies, let us give them ammunition, give them a comfortable home and comfortable place to stay while they're attacking us, and also give them enough food and build them up, give them enough strength in their bodies so that they can shoot and fire. What would you think of such people? If they're stupid, they're mad. At that time, we will try to weaken that enemy. There's jihad, so we'll weaken that enemy. Destroy his ammunition. Bombard his infrastructure. That's what we will do. Nafs and shaitan are our enemies. Are we sensible then if we are feeding our enemy? By means of our haram actions and deeds, we are giving ammunition to our enemy. We are fattening that enemy. And sometimes that enemy becomes so strong because of our sins that it flattens us after that. After that it flattens us. Allah Ta'ala must protect. So many people have been flattened in such a way that then they cannot come out of those discos and cinemas and theatres and rave clubs and zina. They can't come out of it. They say, we're addicted now, finished. We have been flattened by nafs and shaitan. So nafs a dushman hai, dushman ko nashad. Make this nafs, which is our dushman, unhappy. Light up the heart with the noor of taqwa. Tilku noor e taqwa se tu shaad. The enjoyment of the soul is in taqwa. The food of the soul is taqwa. Eat, drink, be happy, be cheerful, joke, laugh, smile. Make use of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But dunya ke mashgalon mein bhi wo ba khuda hai. Sab ke saath rehte bhi sab ke juda hai. Let that become our condition. May Allah Ta'ala give me too, give you too, and the ummah also. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر.
Light up this heart with the noor of Allah, with zikr, with tilawat, with ibadat, with taqwa. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. There is no other way. If there was, then why should we hide it from you? There is no other way. We have to give up sins to bring peace and happiness in our lives. After that, there will be pain in the body. There may be no money in the pocket. The person may wear patched clothes, he may live in a hut or a shack, but if he has got Allah with him, then he's got sukoon in his heart. Wherever he is, whether he is on the ground or he's in the skies, wherever he is, if Allah is with him.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر, روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر.
On your tongues let there be praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, glorification of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at His qudrat, look at His signs. And put your heads in sajda before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر.
Destroys that خوشی of ours in which is the displeasure of Allah. Can that be khushi for a mu'min and a Muslim? Can that be happiness in which Allah Ta'ala is displeased? How can there be happiness? A Muslim can never find happiness in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. In sins, how can he find happiness? So, apni khushiyo ko akhtar to barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. We'll stop there for tonight.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ خلق میں مجھ سا کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah. We beggars have raised our begging bowls before you, my Allah. There is no one for us besides you. We know that we make tawbah and break tawbah. But where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, such a large gathering of young friends, with everything going for them, youth on their side, so many of them with cars and cell phones, my beloved Allah, with every comfort, yet they are raising their hands before you and expressing shame and nadamat over the sins. My beloved Allah, how dearly you love those young people who turn towards you. With the barakat of these young friends of mine, my beloved Allah, forgive us also.
Our whole lives have gone in sin and vices and evils. Years and years we used your bounties for your disobedience. Our hair turned white in your disobedience, my Allah. Vere Allah. Chote chote bachche aur jawan jo tere samne haath utha rahe hain, inke aansuon ko dekh aur hamari bhi maghfirat kar de. Forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet there and then. You could have opened up the heavens and with flood waters you could have destroyed us. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. But how loving you are. How forgiving you are. How generous and kind you are. How tolerant you are. How loving you are. My Allah, how beautiful you are. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our wives and children, our parents, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with nur. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. My beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. My beloved Allah, we want forgiveness of our sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. My beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat and with guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. But my beloved Allah, those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds they will continue with the persecution and torture and oppression and suppression. Then my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. My beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them, cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Make us all yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. And if you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Bless the whole ummah, my beloved Allah, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we destroyed the unity of the ummah. We sliced the ummah into so many different pieces. The kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara only came in afterwards. Forgive this major sin of ours, my beloved Allah. Bless us with the akhlaq and the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Fill our homes with barakat, my Allah. Barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you bless us with. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world someday. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, some porn sites on the internet or popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands. Or at some other filthy, dirty, haram place, my beloved Allah. At the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for your house. کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی برتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا.
If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, that is in a state that you are pleased with us. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gasht ta'lim ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqahon ko qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjuman aur idaron ko qubool farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. You can see into hearts, my beloved Allah. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing each and everyone's minds. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test, the trials of each and every individual who has raised his and her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties, their hardships and their problems. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or wherever they are, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and mabroor and asan and simple and easy. And those who are intending to go, my beloved Allah, make it extremely easy for them. Bless them with maqbool ziyarat and umrah. Oh, my beloved Allah, with Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sadqa, accept our dua. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat jin mein dua mangta hoon. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.